Mackie Motors, a pregame show here on 93.7 at KKRL. Jeff Blankman talking right now with Sean Burks, of course, the head coach for the Audubon Wheelers as they get ready to entertain Xyriel Cornett Kimbleton and the Audubon County rivalry. Coach, appreciate your time. I don't know, do you guys call it the Audubon County rivalry, or do you kind of try to just keep that on the down low a little bit?
We don't. You know, it's a district matchup, so it's big for us. You know, if it was non-district, it wouldn't be any different than playing Fremont Mills or some of the others we play. So it's big for us because it's a district matchup and we're both, you know, fighting for a playoff spot as the season goes along. And some of the parents and grandparents and whatever might make a bigger deal of it. But for us, it's another game. It's an important one because it's in district play, but you know, with our schools being in different conferences, it's tough to really call it a rivalry, but certainly it's a little bit more intense with you knowing each other a little bit better being 10 miles apart, I guess.
Coach, you mentioned the district race. You guys sitting 1-3 overall right now. Xyriel Cornett Kimbleton 2-1. That's overall records. The district season for both of you guys still early on. So this really is an important district game for both of you guys when it comes to that district hunt.
Yeah, you know, their one loss to West Harrison is one that I'm sure they want back, but it also makes them play with maybe a little more urgency. You know, I thought last week against Woodbine, they played with more energy and effort than they'd played with all season. So you can tell that, you know, they've got a veteran group. You know, they got a senior quarterback. They've got a lot of kids back from last year. They snuck into the playoffs as a 3 seed late in the season last year. So I'm sure that kind of a springboard into this season. And now all of a sudden they're starting to kind of hit their stride a little bit as a veteran team. So we know we're going to get their full effort, full energy. They're always well coached with Coach Peterson. It's gonna be a dogfight Friday night.
They look a little balanced this year. Thrown it 53 times. They've run it 88 times. Two kids, the Flathers kid and, of course, Trey Peterson, kind of their go-to guys running the football. What do you see from them offensively? Is there one you're more concerned about?
Yeah, it really starts with Trey at quarterback. You know, Trey Peterson, he's their leading rusher. He's their leading passer, obviously. He's really what makes them go. And some of they will design runs for him. They'll run some quarterback counter power. They'll just run some quarterback leads. But then a lot of his rush yards are also, you know, scrambling, play breakdowns, maybe some intentional, maybe some draws. So we've got to keep him contained in the run game. And the other piece of that, he's really good at scrambling, and he's got an arm. So, if he can break loose and his receivers can be run all across the field, and he can make all the throws. So we've got to keep him contained. We've got to make him make passes quickly, because if we give him all day, he's going to have time to tear us apart. And if we let him scramble around, it's about impossible on your DBs to cover for that long. So we've definitely got to account for the quarterback this week more than anything.
What have you guys done in practice to kind of focus that, you know, defensive line and linebackers on being able to contain him, not let him get outside, but also get some pressure on him?
It's tough. You know, being an 8-man defender is not easy. Being a deep defensive end, especially, is a really tough spot. I think for us, it starts with those 3 guys up front or 4 guys up front, depending on what alignment we roll with, because we've got to get pressure, but we've got to keep them contained. So our defensive ends have to do it without running too far upfield. Our nose guards have to do it without running too far upfield. And you got to keep your outside shoulder free as a defensive end, because especially if he's rolling to his right, he's going to be really, really dangerous. So we've got to find a way to attack him and then get off blocks and rally to the ball, because he's tough to tackle one-on-one too. He's pretty elusive.
Are they going to want to go downfield a lot, or do they use that short passing game to kind of work their way down the field?
Well, you know, they like to get chunk yardage in the pass game. There's no doubt about it. But they're also perfectly content throwing bubbles, throwing hitches, throwing screen game. So they're multiple for sure. They're balanced offense, defense. They're balanced as far as pushing it vertically and taking what you give them. They're well coached. They're tough to defend.
What do you anticipate seeing from them defensively? You know, they're probably going to try to contain your run game first.
Yeah, I expect a loaded box. I expect them to be a lot of cover zero with, you know, no safety, just everyone in the box and daring us to run it. I think they'll probably blitz a little bit. In the past, they've been pretty darn aggressive, you know, trying to hit us for tackles for loss, trying to get us out of our rhythm. So if we can execute and hit a seam, obviously, the cover zero look, You can break off some chunk yardage, but if you don't execute, you're going to be second and 12, third and 10. You're in for a long night. So it definitely puts a lot of pressure on us as well.
Coming off of that loss last week to Fremont Mills, where is your offense and how do you get these guys to kind of jump started?
Yeah, the good thing for us is I don't think we're going to play another team quite as big and physical as FM the rest of the year. Our district has some good teams in it. We're going to have a struggle. We're not going to line up and be more talented than anyone the rest of the year, just based on talent. We're not going to be bigger than everyone that we can just push people around. So, you know, FM was bigger than us. They pushed us around now. So we've got to find a way for us to, you know, out-scheme teams, out-execute teams, and not beat ourselves. You know, last week there were some chances out there. But more than anything, we learned we've got to step up our physicality and step up our execution because, you know, for four quarters, they were the hammer and we were the nail, and it didn't sit very well with any of us.
Is there an area of the Spartans' defense you feel like you guys can exploit?
I don't know. I think it's going to be one of those where we've got to be ready to adjust on the fly because Coach Peterson does a really nice job of mixing things up. You know, there's been years where we expect them to be cover two and they run man. We expect them to run with motion and they knock with motion. We don't expect them to blitz and they do blitz more. So, you know, we're not going to overanalyze it early in the week. In the middle of the week, we're going to have to just be prepared to adjust on the fly and take what they're giving us. And I think that's something that, you know, I've gotten better at over the years. It's when our kids are getting better at as the season goes along, being able to make those adjustments from play to play, but also being able to make those adjustments and make those audibles pre-snap. Our kids are getting better at it. We did a nice job with it at Boyer Valley, with taking what the defense was giving us, and we did a nice job that night. We're going to have to do it again because, you know, if you just are stubborn and you try to do something, Xyrie HK is going to be good enough to take it away. So we're going to have to be multiple. We're going to have to find a way to throw the ball a little bit to loosen them up. We're going to have to do some different things with our run game as well, and it's going to be a four-quarter dogfight. You know, both teams are going to be hungry for this one. You know, it's teams that we've played against each other pretty much every year for as long as we dropped to eight-man, even when we weren't in district play. So both coaching staffs know each other pretty well. It makes for a fun occasion, but also makes for a tough night on Friday night. It'll come down to the little things. You know, who's going to execute, who's going to block, who's going to tackle, who's going to not turn the ball over, who's going to limit their penalties in a game like this.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, should be a fun one. I know our guys looking forward to covering it for you guys. Appreciate the time here in the pregame. Wish you the best of luck. And I know Mr. Hawkap probably going to be looking forward to catching up with you following the game for the Scoreboard Show.
Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Ottoman Wheelers. Back with more of the Mackey Motors at pregame. We'll have Tom Hawkap and Randy Spees on the call. That's coming up next here on 93.7 KKRL.